Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
Independence Day, baby. Happy 4th July weekend. Freedom's weekend. Your host, Ray I. Matty G. The Vogler Vogler.
Welcome back, everybody, on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Here we are on the 4th of July holiday weekend. Everybody be careful out there in the woods and on the waters and have a lot of fun and just enjoy yourself, but be careful. We got a guest coming up on the line. We're going to talk a little bit about fishing Tanny Como Lake or trout. One of our young outdoor communicators went down on Tanny Como and caught a lot of fish. We wanted to get him on this morning and give you a few tips for catching some fish and where he fished, where he went out of, and those sort of things.
Got up at dawn just to be out on the water. The weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it. Raining like hell. Always. A bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else.
Ryan Milosheski on the line. We called him Milo. Great friend. He was part of our media hunt in the Ozarks, and we're going to talk to him this morning and find out how to catch some trout. Hey, Milo, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
It's always good to talk to you, my friend. Hey, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your trip? You went to Tanny Como. I saw some of those photos. Man, you were catching some nice trout.
Yeah, we really were. Went down there for a week in the beginning of June, and, you know, Dwayne Doty, one of the guys out of Lily's Landing, and I, the past year or so, have been kind of focusing on going after some big ones. And, you know, you can go down there and fish jigs or power bait or spoons or whatnot, and you can catch your, you know, your limits and, you know, 50 to 60 fish a day. But we went after the big boys this trip, and, you know, we didn't get anything giant. We did have one hooked, but we caught a lot of 17 to 22-inch trout, which is really nice fish, all on jerkbait, Sixth Sense, Provokes, McStick, you know, anything that looked like a shad. And we would just go up to the cable there below the dam whenever they run water in the afternoons and just beat the heck out of the banks on the way down. And, man, we landed some nice, nice trout and other species too.
Okay. So tell them a little bit about what you did. You went out of Lily's Landing and it sounded like you were fishing around the dam and you were taking advantage of the water, releasing the water, and you said you was fishing the bank. So get a little more detail.
Yeah. So if you're familiar with Tanny Como, if you boat up to the dam and they're running 2 to 4 units, there's a cable up there. And on the south side of the bank, it's kind of an eddy. It's a deep eddy up there across right across from Outlet 1, if you're familiar with it. The dam's right in sight. You know, we get the boat into a good position and, you know, throw our jerkbaits out there and just kind of twitch them and let them ride the current a little bit. And, you know, we do that all the way down to Trophy Run, which is used to be the old KOA down there. We each side of the bank, north and south, but the south side is the best side. So get yourself a jerkbait that, you know, dives a little bit deeper than normal. Since they are running, you know, 2 to 4 units, you want to get it down, you know, closer to the bottom, because that's where those big fish like to lay. And we would just, you know, a couple jerks, let it pause, a couple jerks, let it pause, and, man, you'd all of a sudden your line take off or you'd feel them hit it. And, you know, it was pretty simple. You know, if you know how to fish a jerkbait for bass, it's the same thing, same deal with the trout. It's just you're not catching the 10 to 12 inch trout. You're catching the fat 17 to 20 inch trout.
What's some of those trout weigh, Milo, that you caught? One of them you held up looked like an awful nice fish.
Yeah, I caught one rainbow. It was 22 inches. It was right at 4 pounds.
Wow.
My buddy had one on, had a giant brown on. I mean, it was probably a 26, 28 inch fish, probably 10 to 15 pounds. He stuck it, and, you know, the water's clear at Tanny Como there, and he saw it turn underneath the water, and we immediately were both like, oh, boy, it's a giant fish. It jumped 3 times, got a great look at it. It ran right at the boat and then made another run when it got to the boat and just snapped the line like it was a 2-pound test. And we were using, you know, bait casting rods with 8-pound line. So they're there.
Well, that was my next question. What kind of line was you using? What kind of rig were you set up with?
Yeah, you could probably get away with a spinning rod. But the big thing is the line. We're using 8-pound test. You could get away with 6, but as you get a hold of a big one like that, you better pray, especially in that fast current. But we're using bait casting rods, 6'6", medium light or medium heavy, and some loose bait casting reels, and just monofilament line, and I think it was trilene. But I got my fish in, but you get a big brown like that on, it's tough to keep them from breaking the line.
Well, some of the folks listening probably don't really know a lot about Tanicomo, so you were just letting the boat drift and fishing as cutting the motor off and drifting, or how were you doing this?
Yeah, so when the water runs down Tanicomo there, it's a pretty swift current. It's essentially a river. But we would get up to that cable that I talked about and then get the troll motor down, and I would just kind of use the troll motor to keep us in a nice, slow drift. You don't want to go too fast, because if you go too fast, then, your bait's getting up out of the strike zone and you're not working it right. So, if you just use that troll motor to, just maybe a few bumps here and there forward to keep you in good position, keeping it, parallel with the bank, and then you could work your bait out pretty well. Another thing that we were doing that Dwayne really found it out, but we kind of perfected over the last year or so, is just dragging crankbaits on the bottom.
Okay.
So we're using Bomber fat-free fingerling shad crankbaits and pearl white. So for this tactic, we didn't catch any huge ones this way. I think we caught a 19-incher. Still a nice fish, but you get the boat parallel, same area of the lake, just get the boat parallel or perpendicular to the bank instead of parallel. So you're basically drifting, sideways down the lake. You cast your crankbait out. We're using spinning rods for this, 6'6", medium heavy spinning rods with 6-pound line. You cast kind of angled toward the bank. You reel that crankbait down until it starts tapping the bottom. You can feel it start hitting the rocks down there. And then you just drag it. Just let the current drag you. Keep your put on the troll motor, make sure your boat's still sideways, but you just drag it, and it's just that bait just boom, boom, just hitting the bottom constantly, and then as soon as a fish hits, so you'll know it's a fish. Well, I was down there in March, and Dwayne and I did that, and a couple other guys, and I think in 24 hours, we caught 8 browns, and the smallest one was 18 inches, and the biggest one was 24 inches, so.
Good stuff.
It's we call it hog hunting.
Okay, that's a great name, Milo. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. That's Dwayne. Don't credit me. I'll give credit to Dwayne on that a little bit. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Ryan, and we call him Milo. Milo Chesky. He's a young outdoor communicator. Was at our media hunt with us, and you were fishing out of, you said, by the dam. So he's fishing down there with our good friends. Tell him where that's located, Phil Lilly, and where his place is at, and all that information.
Yeah, the Lilly's have been great to me over the years. Of course, Dwayne works there and guides out of there. But Phil's right on Upper Lake Tanicomo, right off River Lane. It's 2 miles from 76 Highway, the main strip there. I think his address is 367 River Lane. He has a full-service marina. And, a fly shop, anything you could possibly want to catch fish on Tanicomo. He'll set you up. If you've never caught fish or never fished there, you just need to go there, and he'll set you up.
That's anybody. Phil is a great guy. He's got a great place. That's where we had our media camp with the Conservation Federation of Missouri, and I saw you there. We fished down there in state. He's got a great facility, and they're just great people. Phil has always been just a really great guy, and he really takes care of us, all of us, and we came in as communicators, and I know that I was there, and he was taking care of his regular customers as well, and that's a great place to go. Highly recommend Lily's Landing as a place to go fishing. You'd do the same, wouldn't you, Milo?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's no better place on the lake. He just blows everybody else away. I would even say in the region, personally.
Yeah.
I've been to quite a few places, resorts and, campgrounds or what have you, that claim to be fly shops or, give you a good fishing report, but Phil and all those guys at Lily's, they're just a step above everybody else.
All right. Well, we need to go. I want you to have a good, happy, safe 4th of July. I appreciate you taking the time this morning to get on the show with us and give out that information. You're one of the few guys that will actually stand straight up and tell me how you were catching fish, because everybody else lies. You know that, right?
I didn't give you all the secrets.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, Milo. Appreciate it, my friend.
Right,
you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yep, absolutely. That's all right.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Wow, great fishing report. Tanikomo Lake, catching some trout. Ryan Milosheski, the Milo Man. If you get a chance, just Google Lily's Landing. If you want to catch trout on Tanikomo, go through Lily's Landing. Great folks, great place to go fishing. With that, we need to take a break, and we're going to see you all on the other side, baby. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this.